好，咁我哋嚟到议程四。以往会议曾经讨论嘅事项进展报告，截至2021年3月31日嘅情况，交通文件23/2021号。欢迎出席本议程嘅代表，香港警务处西区警区行动主任啦，罗国坚先生啦，同埋西区警区交通部主管啦，杨国聪先生。请委员备写有关嘅报告啦，并且按页提问啦，提问将由相关部门回应啦。
麻煩主席，我是問第三頁的，關於那個橫跨亞利洲利東村到近利東村的東昇樓的行人天橋，還有這個第四頁，即其實都是兩條天橋。我都想問回呢，你們現在那個時間表，你們初步安排是會怎樣的？我想問一問這兩個橋。
謝謝部門回應。
多謝主席。咁其實我哋書面回覆都已經有講過啦。咁就話其實我哋已經係同相關嘅部門啦，同埋持份者咧，就商討緊嗰啲土地事宜，同埋將來喺嗰個升降機做完咗之後，日常嗰啲管理啊、維修啲安排咁樣嘅。咁呢一刻咧，我暫時就係冇好 exactly 嘅時間表，咁但係我都可能會會後補充翻俾大家咁樣。多謝主席。
OK， 唔該曬。咁我哋跟翻Paul。
Yeah, on item one, the multi-story car park for Stanley, I noticed that the description of the project has kind of changed here now, suggesting that TD Knight is actually the designing the multi-story car park at the, what I assume, the blue location on the map. Both the community and the district council has raised multiple objections to this. That's not reflected here. And so the issue is that we need to find alternative space for parking in Stanley rather than right in the heart where we like to see a lot of people walking between the beach and the shopping and the market and the promenade instead of having vehicles coming into that area. So that's what we've asked for many times, and I like to see that reflected in the notes, and I like to see that reflected in the approach that government will take to the site. So can we have a confirmation that we will take that approach rather than just trying to proceed with the design and spend more time and money on this location?
唔該曬，我諗署方會唔會有回應？即係除咗你話可能都是这样的了，或者会多少少解释在这个部分。
我想我们之前在过往的区议会都有回应过的了，因为现在建筑署呢就有个研究在做的。当然当中可能有些困难，或者有些事大家建筑署的顾问和运输署呢就还在谈的。至于之前即係無論今次啦，或者之前，其實一路大家都有個聲音咧，就係話可唔可以研究一下唔同嘅地方啊？咁嗰個我哋就備悉咗噶啦。咁都即係情況許可下啦。咁啊，即係其實都以往都講過，即係其實嗰、那個顧問嗰、那個入邊咧，就已經即係佢哋都有去睇到就有冇其他地方可以做咁樣啦？呢樣嘢嘅咁至於喺適當嘅時候，即係當即係嗰、那個即係顧問公司佢即係有個即係可能總結啊，即係最尾佢出到嗰個總結嘅時候咧，咁即係喺適時咧，咁建築署、運輸署同埋嗰個顧問咧就會即係上嚟區議會咧，就向翻即係各位議員咧就去解釋翻呢一個嘅 project 啦。咁就亦都會再去即係諮詢即係各位議員嘅意見啦，去再去作出修改嘅。咁所以就變咗暫時即係點解呢一刻即係呢幾個月就冇即係可能嗰個 status 上冇 update， 因為當中嘅對話可能繼續喺度繼續緊啦。咁總之即係我哋即係簡單啲嚟講咧，就係即係我哋會呢單 project 咧就適時咧就會即係上翻區議會嘅。
洪生夾計補充埋即係大概你估計嘅時間表或者你掌握嘅時間表啊？
呢一層可能 我要問翻相關的即係同即係負責呢一個 project 嗰個組別，咁可能即係要問翻佢哋睇下有冇一個相關時間表可以俾到區議會。
我哋即係希望我哋會議上，我哋區議會都會希望得翻知，即係就算我哋要遲啲先知道一啲事情咧，我哋都想希望大概知道幾時會知道我哋有個計劃去睇下點做啊。Paul 唔該。
Yeah, Chairman, so I mean, glad to hear that alternative locations are being studied. We'd like to know which locations are being studied. We'd like to know what the process is for identifying alternative locations for study. If you're going to do this, I mean, and then my third request would be that you update the description of this project clearly to reflect the status that you are considering alternative locations.Because what it says here, you are designing the car park for that location there with the blue indicator. So I think we need to be more clear that alternative locations are being studied, because that's what the residents are looking for. They want to know that we're doing this. There is an issue with parking. We're trying to find solutions. Then what's the process for doing it so we can be clear with the community?I think if we're not clear with the community, then everybody, there's a lot of anxiety about this. People just don't want this parking in the middle of the village where they cross the road and the kids go to the beach and kids walk back to the promenade and so on. They want to get rid of cars. They don't want to add cars to that location.
唔該曬 Paul， 我都希望下次可能我進度嗰度改翻個內容啦，同埋如果可以嘅話，下次會議前咧都提供多少少資訊，就算冇實質。你哋嘅資訊都俾啲時間表我哋，大概做成點，或者係幾時會有嘢俾我哋睇咯。唔該。去到第二頁，三四啱啱講咗第五頁啊。我少少想問啦，第八項在南區安裝行車時間顯示系統，咁讲紧2021年底就全部启用啦，咁而家个有冇咩阻滞啊？或者你哋启用有冇咩 update 我哋啊？多谢晒洪生。
我谂我即系我手头即系呢一个就应该印象中咧，即系嗰组人就已经 update 咗个 progress 嘅。咁至于当中，即系可能譬如佢哋喺即系装完之后会唔会有啲咩问题啊，或者咩嗰啲，即系一啲细节上嘅嘢咧，可能要相关即系个组别先可以补充到。咁我或者我叫佢哋会后联络翻议员。
好，唔该陈同生。第五页有冇其他问题啊？
第六页。
我見大家揭得咁快，慢少少。第七頁，
第八頁，
唔該。
林玉珍議員，唔該。
唔該，主席，我想問第十五項嘅，關於將新巴第595線同埋城巴98號線嗰個改道就即係唔會改啦。但係咧就文件所講咧就話響。成都道洛阳街加设黄格措施，咁已经系进行咗公众咨询啦。咁、那个咨询嘅结果系点样呢？另外咧就系话已经系向路政署发出施工嘅通知书。咁如果系即系如果咁讲，即系嗰个咨询系冇反对啦。咁会几时做呢、這、一个相关嗰、那个设施咧？即系黄格嗰度黄格设施。
部门，
多谢主席。咁关于黄格嗰度咧，咁当我哋收到运输署嘅施工通知书之后啦，咁都会排期咁样做嘅。咁我哋都希望啦，可以盡快做好啦，咁但因為都有啲前期準備工作要做嘅，咁就包括做啲臨時改道設施啊，嗰啲安排啊，咁所以咧而家暫時呢一刻咧，暫時未達到一個好確實嘅時間嘅，咁或者下一次議會嗰時咧，我諗有實際少少嘅資訊之後再同大家補充翻咁樣啦，唔該主席，
多謝。第八頁第十六項咧，關於打擊非法賽車嗰度咧， 警方第三季啦做了42次打击非法赛车行动啦，期间呢扣留了70架怀疑改装车辆啦。我见到警方真的很落力做这件事，但是 是不是警方敢不敢分享一下现在的成效怎样，即是那些人是到底有没有受到觉得不应该再这样做啊，或者甚至去了地区啊，可不可以分享一下？麻烦
好，多谢主席。首先呢就你话佢有冇去第二区啦，因为非法赛车嘅活动呢又或者啲改装车活动呢，其实事实上呢佢哋係唔係喺单个区份嗰度进行嘅。佢哋一般呢都係游走整个港岛啦，甚至乎係九龙新界咁去做。咁而其实我哋见到一般称之为非法赛车嘅活动呢，其实佢哋就并非真正在比赛速度，在这条街道比试速度的，只不过是好像有些油车可集体油车可的情况，但是在一个过程里面呢，这些这样的车辆很多牵涉到改装的车，令到它在夜间产生很多噪音啊，甚至乎它们是超速咁去做。所以你可以留意到呢，我哋其实喺呢啲打击非法赛车行动里面呢，主要我哋反而係会搵到好多怀疑非法改装嘅车辆啦，同埋係做咗好多超速嘅检控嘅。咁其实喺呢方面呢，我哋见到呢其实喺港岛区尤其是南区方面呢已经见到个控受控制嘅情况。但係有时可能你哋呢呢啲情況點解會喺秋冬嘅時間會多少少呢？嗱，以往呢就係好似呢啲階段呢，因為嚟緊澳門大賽車啦，佢哋係好似好似即興去做呢啲嘢咁樣。但而家其實呢，通常我哋會留意到點解會多咗人留意，係因為秋冬期間呢香港嘅市民一般都唔開冷氣瞓覺，打開咗個窗門。所以经常见到好多车经过嘅车声，佢哋都会，因为佢哋都系瞓紧觉，佢哋好少留去望下究竟系咪真系非法赛车进行，又或者啲咩事发生，咁佢哋会联想起呢啲咁嘅活动。咁所以其实个情况系冇恶化到嘅，甚至乎我哋见到咧都会系即系压止咗添，有压止嘅情况出现。咁但系咧，如果大家喺南区嘅居民有留意咧，我哋其实警方咧喺呢段时间都是做緊一啲呢類型嘅活動啦。行動細節我唔方便講，因為而家仍然進行緊嘅。咁而亦都可以話俾你聽，我哋喺上個禮拜先至拘捕到一啲呢啲咁樣嘅喺啲行動裏面啦，甚至乎拘捕到啲醉酒駕駛啊，亦都攞咗啲改裝車去驗啊，咁甚至乎係啲電單車啊，甚至都會有做到嘅。咁不過亦都可以俾個信心大家，我哋其實除咗我哋港島總區交通部一路持續會做，喺整個港島區會做呢樣嘢，包括南區啦，當然。咁我哋本身西區警區喺南區裏面都會同佢哋去合作處理一啲咁樣嘅問題。最緊要你哋如果見到有啲咩情況，通知我哋警方，咁我哋會搜集多啲資料，可以去針對性咁去打擊呢啲問題咯。多謝主席。
多謝。
Say thank you for the hard work, because my residents complain, of course, loudly. Victoria Road is a very popular, Pofalon Road is popular, Sireport Road is popular. I mean, they're racing everywhere, and I agree with you that you're doing a lot of work. But I think it's also not always racing; it is modified vehicles, people with chases to the exhaust. So I encourage the police to take strong, strict action against noisy vehicles. Because that's what disturbs my residents. And not just that, every time I'm on the road and there is a noisy vehicle coming by, I'm like, how useless. It's like, it doesn't give much extra horsepower, but it gives a lot of nuisance. So, I mean, it's completely, utterly useless. So please, I encourage the police to whatever you can do to kind of get these illegal modifications out of the market, because there's no need, and it's winter time. We're all going to keep our windows open. So my encouragement to you.
多謝阿婆。我諗警方都聽到我哋嘅意見㗎啦。咁我其實我自己個區，我經常見到你哋好勤力執法嘅。咁我先等你唔抵啊嘛。你哋都做到咁，佢哋都咁夠僵啦，即係唔好意思啊，粗俗咗少少。即係咁啊，唔係咁好。所以我都希望繼續努力啦。我希望個情況持續有改善啦。去到第九頁，係。
Sorry, Chair. Yeah, I'd like to raise an issue. It's a general issue on the issue of bus services. The Shakpai 1 resident expressed concern over the poor frequency of seat bus number, route number 7. And he was hoping it can be discussed at the TTC. I believe that the letter was handled also by the district office. Now, I'd like to see that we have some agreement how we're going to handle that. We have, you know, the three of us, but we have the whole district. People make complaints about these services. So what would be the best way of handling that? In my mind, the district office should record these complaints. We should have a report of the complaints received in this council so that we know what has been complained about. And then, you know, the transport department can give response to that. But we need a procedure for handling. So I'm not sure whether the district office secretariat is listening. So you're on the phone. I think we need a process to do this. Ms. Lam, Jonathan, I mean, what do you suggest? I think it needs to be done. Otherwise, you know, people go, Shakpai 1 comes to me. It's fine. I don't mind the help. I think it should actually be the district office that receives them and then reports here. This last 2 months, this is the list of complaints received. And then the transport department can give response to that, and we can see it, and we can ask questions.
唔該曬 ，Paul。珍姐。
唔該，主席。咁其實咧，我都有一條線咧係99號線嘅。咁就一個月都有成兩三轉咧，係上晝嘅6:43嗰班車99咧係脫班嘅。咁有陣時咧，99架車佢見到嗰個車牌 number 係過，但係。是不會停車，即是空車走啊。那那些居民呢就說我們每一次都要即是預了那班車是上學的。那所以都很希望蔡先生這方面呢看看可不可以跟進一下99這條線。那至於剛才阿波所說呢即是說我們現在即是整個南區有很多線路其實我們都收到一些居民呢打來給我們關於投訴一些巴士的問題的。那我想如果我自己做法我就會會反映翻俾各個分區委員會聽，咁然後由各個分區委員會就反映翻俾運輸署，或者係我哋睇下點樣反映啦。咁我睇下我哋嘅做法，睇下主席嘅意見係點樣去做。
多謝陳姐。我諗事實上呢、這個都真係一個問題嚟嘅，尤其我哋區議會現時嘅人數嘅情況啦。我諗不過呢樣嘢我諗好難喺呢個會入邊突然間有定斷㗎啦。我哋喺會後同秘書處傾傾，睇下點樣做，可唔可以擺一個新嘅 agenda 入去啊？或者睇下點樣可唔可以會後係其他方法處理。咁我哋傾完或者阿波睇下會唔會一齊傾啦。咁我哋進行咗呢個會議先啦。咁我會俾個答覆你嘅到時。
Yes, please。
多謝阿波。去到第十页，11月路政署，12页，13页，阿波。
These are these accident reports, and I have a few questions.The Island Road near Deepwater Bay Road. I'm making an assumption that this is close to the beach at Deepwater Bay. Transport department. I know that people cannot walk on the pavement there, especially not people with baby carriages. There's just the pavement at the car park at the Deepwater Bay beach is extremely narrow and uneven, and people with children.Have to walk outside the cars park on the road where the buses are coming, and that road is very narrow. So what is the transport department doing to improve the safety for pedestrians at Deepwater Bay? How do you plan to address that? I think one thing would be to change the car parks to car parks that people park along the road rather than fish grate into it, and the fish grating that we currently have also impacts traffic flow. So I think that will be one way to address it. So that's for the transport department to come back on Chebet. Then on the Wafu Road, where we had a pedestrian, 76 years old, died after an incident with a large goods vehicle, is there an issue that needs to be addressed from road safety point of view? And then that's for the police and for the transport department. And the third location is Tote One Village Sheko Road, hikers. So hikers cross the road, Sheko Road, to go from Tote One to the Dragon's Back. And that location is very busy on the weekends. And I think it needs to be designed. We need to do some highways department, transport department, road engineering work there to get the traffic to go very slow, to improve the waiting area for pedestrians on both sides of the road, to provide a better connection between the staircase and the from Tote One and the staircase going up to the Dragon's Back. That area needs to be redesigned. It's not the first time that there have been incidents there, but now we have actually somebody who died there, and I hope that we don't have a second death. So those are the three locations I'm deeply concerned about, and I hope we can get some response in this meeting.
有冇部門回應？首先深水灣嗰個其實應該之前都有同議員一齊出過去啦，亦都有同康文署嗰邊都去有討論嘅，因為咧現行咧嗰個行人路咧就起咗喺嗰個即係。嗰、那個沙灘嗰個出圍牆上面，我哋都有問過佢可唔可以即係縮後啲咧，等即係可以我哋可以擴闊嗰個行人路嘅。咁但係即係都獲佢嘅答覆係即係都唔係一個正面嘅答覆啦，即係咁啊。咁所以即係喺即係受到限制之下咧，咁就即係所以我哋都冇辦法可以擴闊嗰條行人路。咁至於華府嗰個就備悉咗議員意見啦，咁就土地灣嗰個咧，咁就其實我哋睇到上次嗰個意外咧，就即都理解議員講話好忙嗰樣嘢啦，嗰個位咁亦，但係上次嗰單意外就應該係即係。個人唔小心冇睇路面情況就行出去嘅，咁但係當然即係因為我哋唔係調查嗰個部門啦，咁所以我哋都唔方便即係作出進一步即係關於嗰單意外嘅回應啦。咁但係至於你話去設計過咧，因為都受制於即係路旁兩邊都有啲斜坡嗰啲嘅，咁即係嗰個即係道路空間都有限啦，咁所以變咗咧就即係當然我哋都會去睇。會唔會有啲即係交通改善措施啦？咁但係即係希望大家都理解，即係嗰度都比較有掣肘嘅。咁我哋都會再睇下有冇啲嘢，譬如提醒一下啲人啊，或者即係有冇其他可行嘅改善措施啦。咁如果有，我哋都會即係跟翻相關程序，譬如做諮詢啊。咁跟住之後，如果係即係獲得支持嘅，咁我哋都會揾翻路政署幫手去做翻咁樣咯。咁大致上個回應就係咁多啦。係咁即係我哋都會繼續即係。繼續留意住南區即係各個道路嘅交通情況啦，咁即係有需要嘅時候都會適時會即係盡量去即加啲嘅交通改善措施啦。咁多謝主席同埋多謝議員嘅提問。
阿 Paul， 你係咪有追問？
Yeah, I'll go before the police, you know, this answer is where I have my problems with the approach. Deepwater Bay Beach, it's a matter of choice.You fix it or you don't fix it. Actually, there is space to fix it, but then you have to lose some car parking spaces. So what is your priority, Highways Department? Car parking or pedestrian safety? It's simple. Is it pedestrian safety and convenience? Then fix it, please. If it's car parking because you prefer having more car parks, then don't do anything. But it's a choice. And...I think that you have just told us that your choice is not to do anything but leave the car parking. So you prefer car parking over pedestrian safety. So it should be publicly recognized in the minutes that transport department chooses car parking space over pedestrian safety. So I find it an unacceptable response from the transport department. I know we have constraints, Chairman.Life is difficult for all of us. We all have babies. We can't sleep at night. We all have problems. You know, we all have headaches. We cannot travel with COVID. But we try to do something about it. Or we say we have difficulties and we're not trying, even trying to do something, and we just blow hot air. So if we want to do something, then please, let's investigate Deepwater Bay on how to make improvements, because there is a pedestrian safety, and I'd like to hear from the police on that issue too. And the same for Sheko. Yes, she didn't look at the cars. And it's in a very dangerous situation. It's not inviting to look. There is people crossing there all the time. People are at risk all the time. There's lots of confusion there. Especially because there's confusion at that site with lots of pedestrians and vehicles and bus stopping and somebody maybe even trying to overtake. That's why the situation is super dangerous. So therefore we need to do something. We cannot say, oh, the lady forgot to look and that's why she's hit. Full stop. I have no responsibility for improving this. Maybe that cannot be the approach. So I hope the police backs me up here. This is a major crossing between two major pedestrian routes, up the hill and Totewan, Dragon's Back and Totewan. A major connection, lots of people the whole time. Speed bumps, whatever, color, lights, improvement of some space around it for people to wait. Anything to make that a better space. You should be able to take that on. Or you say, I'm not responsible, I don't care, because the lady didn't look. Well, I don't know. There's no media here today. You're lucky. Otherwise, it will be a headline in the newspaper. Transport department says somebody dies because they don't look, but they didn't die because I don't try my best to make an improvement. It's just a wrong approach.
唔該曬，施文明議員。我亦都有少少補充啦。都係關於相關嘅事項。講緊深水灣咧，嗰度行人路咧，事實上我哋係同處方都即係去過幾次啦，睇緊啦。我都幾相信，其實我哋只要大家有少退讓啦，我相信可以整到行路嘅。而且車位減少，我唔相信係一個好顯著嘅減少啦。咁當然而家隔離都會有工程渠務處嘅工程有影響我哋嘅進度啦。但我希望未來都同運輸處嘅同事繼續跟進呢個部分，我希望可以完成到嗰度嘅行人路，因為都見到譬如我哋11月3日喺文件冇咧，香島道都有個交通意外咧，就係嗰架貨車失靈撞去一個屋苑嘅大閘。咁大家都知道香島道嗰度亦都係有啲缺失嘅行路或者非常之窄啦。咁大家都見到好彩嗰次係冇撞到人，因為嗰陣時好多人過馬路有冇行路嘅分別就係佢哋行出馬路，佢哋根本上就要望前望左望右，個警覺性又會低咗。所以我都希望行路缺失嘅情況，處方可以盡力幫我哋去解決啦。去到19頁。sorry， 唔好意思，警方同事唔該。
多謝主席，多謝Paul記得我咁就係其實警方見到嘅，見到其實咧就係關於一啲過路嘅問題，行人過路嘅問題。其實就翻頭先剛才提過嗰三樣嘢啦。喺深水灣嗰邊，我暫時冇咩補充嘅，但係喺華富同埋土地灣嗰度啦，有少少補充啦。其實華富村咧，嗰、那個 crossing 咧，我親身自己喺大約2年前度咧，都同華富村同埋相關嘅單位研究過呢、這、一個斑馬線過路嗰個設施，佢哋係想改造呢個紅燈號過路嘅嚇。咁、當時係已經係研究咗一段時間，但係後屘咧就由於牽涉到嗰個範圍，又係屋村範圍入邊。如果要做一些改動可能要他們屋村去做一些主導，到現在他們都暫時沒有什麼方案提出來啦。另外土地灣那邊也是啦，那邊也留意到的，因為現在就疫情關係啦，很多人都留在香港，而秋冬開始多人去行山，那裡的確是很繁忙的。那就我們就關於過路的問題呢，我們都很樂意呢就即是由警方角度出發，無論是意外的成因啦，又或者是這個交通違例方面會不會有些什麼東西可以做到啦，去跟無論是運輸署啊那些相關的地方的業主啊，或者道路的擁有人啊，甚至乎同區議會啊，或者各位委員啊，去研究一下究竟有些什麼可以做到，或者 share 我們那個看法，但是可不可以盡量令到無論是司機又好，行人又好，都可以安全一點使用那些地方的道路咯。我補充是不多。
謝謝。我們去到
Just
one. I think the police made an observation regarding the junction at Wafu Road, mm-hmm. and that involves the home of the housing department. Can the district office follow up with the housing department? Because I think, as a district council, we should give our support to the police. That the review that the police did 2 years ago should be followed up, especially that now, 2 years later, we have a dead person at a location where the police has suggested changes and has had a discussion with the community, but nothing has happened. Well, I think that's the worst situation. You had a warning, you don't do anything, and then somebody dies, then you have a very serious situation. And I think this warrants our full attention, Chairman.
唔该晒，波，我哋秘书处，我哋备悉翻呢件事啊。
十九页，跟住南区欠缺未符合标准行路需求嘅行人路列表，我哋讲咗好多次噶啦呢度。
On that list, Chairman, on the list of the substandard missing links, I've given another list to the Transport Department Senior Engineer for Hong Kong Island directly, and I hope to have some follow-up conversations. So I will not have comments on this one today, but if no response, I will ask questions on this again next. But TD is low on all of this.
運輸署的同事可能未来多少少跟进的资料给我们提供返。
未识状当我们收到新意见的时候会即都会研究员会给返回应。唔该晒。
唔该晒。我即譬如我可能我们有人找你们倾咁有啲意见都摆返落去大家集思广益睇下可以做到点。好去到南区违法黑点数字。好，如果冇咧。